Book 1, Chapter 28. How Antipater is hated of all men, and how the king espouses the sons of those who had been slain to his kindred, but that Antipater made him change them for other women. Of Herod's marriages and children. But an intolerable hatred fell upon Antipater from the nation, though he had now an indisputable title to the succession, because they all knew that he was the person who contrived all the calumnies against his brethren. However, he began to be in a terrible fear, as he saw the posterity of those who had been slain growing up, for Alexander had two sons by Glaphyra, Tigranes and Alexander, and Aristobulus had Herod and Agrippa, and Aristobulus his sons, with Herodias and Mariamne, his daughters, and all by Bernice, Salome's daughter. As for Glaphyra, Herod, as soon as he had killed Alexander, sent her back, together with her portion, to Cappadocia. He married Bernice, Aristobulus's daughter, to Antipater's uncle by his mother, and it was Antipater who, in order to reconcile her to him, when she had been at variance with him, contrived this match. He also got into Pheroras's favor, and into the favor of Caesar's friends, by presents, and other ways of obsequiousness, and sent no small sums of money to Rome. Saturninus also, and his friends in Syria, were all well replenished with the presents he made them. Yet the more he gave, the more he was hated, as not making these presents out of generosity, but spending his money out of fear. Accordingly, it so fell out that the receivers bore him no more good will than before, but that those to whom he gave nothing were his more bitter enemies. However, he bestowed his money every day more and more profusely, on observing that, contrary to his expectations, the king was taking care about the orphans, and discovering at the same time his repentance for killing their fathers, by his commiseration of those that sprang from them. Accordingly, Herod got together his kindred and friends, and set before them the children, and, with his eyes full of tears, said thus to them, "It was an unlucky fate that took away from me these children's fathers, which children are recommended to me by their natural commiseration, which their orphan condition requires. However, I will endeavor, though I have been a most unfortunate father, to appear a better grandfather, and to leave these children such curators after myself as are dearest to me. I therefore betroth thy daughter, Pheroras, to the elder of these brethren, the children of Alexander, that thou mayest be obliged to take care of them. I also betroth thy son, Antipater, to the daughter of Aristobulus. Be thou therefore a father to that orphan. And my son, Herod, Philip, shall have her sister, whose grandfather, by the mother's side, was high priest. And let every one that loves me be of my sentiments in these dispositions, which none that hath an affection for me will abrogate. And I pray God that he will join these children together in marriage to the advantage of my kingdom and of my posterity, and may he look down with eyes more serene upon them than he looked upon their fathers." While he spake these words he wept, and joined the children's right hands together. After which he embraced them, every one after an affectionate manner, and dismissed the assembly. Upon this, Antipater was in great disorder immediately, and lamented publicly at what was done, for he supposed that his dignity, which was conferred on these orphans, was for his own destruction, even in his father's lifetime, and that he should run another risk of losing the government, if Alexander's son should have both Archelaus, a king, and Pheroras, a tetrarch, to support them. He also considered how he was himself hated by the nation, and how they pitied these orphans, how great affection the Jews bare to those brethren of his when they were alive, and how gladly they remembered them now that they had perished by his means. So he resolved by all the ways possible to get these espousals dissolved. Now he was afraid of going subtly about the matter with his father, who was hard to be pleased, and was presently moved upon the least suspicion. So he ventured to go to him directly, and to beg of him before his face not to deprive him of that dignity which he had been pleased to bestow upon him, and that he might not have the bare name of a king while the power was in another person's. For that he should never be able to keep the government, if Alexander's son was to have both his grandfather Archelaus and Pheroras for his curators. And he besought him earnestly, since there was so many of the royal family alive, that he would change those intended marriages. Now the king had 9 wives. Footnote. Dean Aldrich takes notice here that these 9 wives of Herod were alive at the same time, and that if the celebrated Mariamne, who was now dead, be reckoned, those wives were in all 10. Yet it is remarkable that he had no more than 15 children by them all. End footnote. And children by 7 of them. Antipater was himself born of Doris, and Herod Philip of Mariamne, the high priest's daughter. Antipas also, and Archelaus, were by Malthasae, the Samaritan, as was his daughter Olympias, which his brother Joseph's son had married. Footnote. To prevent confusion, it may not be amiss, with Dean Aldrich, to distinguish between the 4 Josephs in the history of Herod. 1. Joseph, Herod's uncle, and the 2nd husband of his sister Salome, slain by Herod on account of a Mariamne. 2. Joseph, Herod's quaestor, or treasurer, slain on the same account. 3. Joseph, Herod's brother, slain in battle against Antigonus. 4. Joseph, Herod's nephew, the husband of Olympias, mentioned in this place. End footnote. By Cleopatra of Jerusalem he had Herod and Philip, by Pallas, Pharsalius. He had also 2 daughters, Roxana and Salome, the one by Phaedra, the other by Elpis. He had also 2 wives that had no children, the one his first cousin and the other his niece. And besides these he had 2 daughters, the sisters of Alexander and Aristobulus by Mariamne. Since, therefore, the royal family was so numerous, Antipater prayed him to change these intended marriages. When the king perceived what disposition he was in towards these orphans, he was angry at it, and a suspicion came into his mind as to those sons whom he had put to death, whether they had not been brought about by the false tales of Antipater. And so at that time he made Antipater a long and peevish answer, and bid him begone. Yet he was afterwards prevailed upon cunningly by his flatteries, and changed the marriages. He married Aristobulus's daughter to him, and his son to Pheroras's daughter. Now one may learn, in this instance, how very much this flattering Antipater could do, even what Salome in the like circumstances could not do. For when she, who was his sister, and who, by the means of Julia, Caesar's wife, earnestly desired leave to be married to Silius the Arabian, Herod swore that he would esteem her his bitter enemy, unless she would leave off that project. He also caused her, against her own consent, to be married to Alexis, a friend of his, and that one of her daughters should be married to Alexis's son, and the other to Antipater's uncle by the mother's side. And for the daughters the king had by Mariamne, the one was married to Antipater, his sister's son, and the other to his brother's son, Phasaelus.